The best tea in the city. Giving you the best of me. On Kaya 959. Amazing. On the street. Amazing. On the air. On Kaya 959.
We are back in one piece. Good morning. I hope you're well too. It's good to have you back. Yes? Good. Now, does giving ultimatums in a relationship, does it work?
Morning, Kaya listeners. Morning, Uncle T.
Hello.
Hey, I agree with you. The ultimatums in a relationship are double-edged swords. You're doomed if you do, you're doomed if you don't sometimes. I think it entirely depends on the situation at hand, or what kind of ultimatum that you are giving. And sometimes you don't even have to give ultimatums. You don't even have to say, if you don't, I will. Actions, Jay, sometimes as a person, let you know, or this person, if guides us, so
yeah,
this is the response I'm going to get.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
It is a known fact that the minute you issue an ultimatum, it is desperate times, therefore desperate measures. However, is it ever a healthy sign when there are ultimatums? Hashtag, does giving ultimatums work? Judith Mahumani Are, no, it doesn't work. Ultimatums are by design last resorts. Don't play that card if you have not clearly communicated your expectations in a relationship. An ultimatum means the relationship is already unfixable. Is it late? Really? Look, you have given an ultimatum at one point. At one point. Chances are it did work. Chances are it backfired. And I want to hear your experience on that. Because if you think about it, an ultimatum is a demand for behavioral change where you force a partner to do something. To correct, to self-correct. It is one thing to demand that your partner behaves a certain way. It's another to give them an ultimatum, because maybe this ultimatum threatens the peace in your relationship. Like, they need to deal with their addiction. They are addicted to something. Deal with it, or otherwise in your hand. Or demanding that they stop being friends with a certain person. Girl night. Yeah? Girl's night. Every week. Aye. Either way. Does it work? I mean, all these ultimatums seem easy. However, it's no secret that people will change and give it to demands only for a couple of months. Then after that, hence the question, does it work? Hashtag, does giving ultimatums work, Mpapadi?
Love is about compromise. That is a true fact. But if the compromise is only one-sided, it can destroy the relationship, because the one party will feel that they are being bullied, while the other one is feeling that is calling the shots. So there is definitely no compromise in such a relationship. And I see ultimatums as instances whereby there is no compromise, because the one party wants to call the shot, while the other one is obviously being bullied into doing or being something that he is not.
Maybe sometimes the partner that is giving an ultimatum has no choice but to give an ultimatum, because awuzwa mbabadi. You know, we were born innocent, given to parents. And as children, we were given ultimatums quite early on. And right there, our rebellion nature came up. Remember, if you don't clean your room, if you don't, that's an ultimatum right there. Or else. So then you grow up. You choose an adult to share your time, heart, and mental peace, basically, with. And then, boom, an ultimatum. Whether you deserve it or not, it's another angle. The question right now in this hour is, does it work? Does it work to have ultimatums? Maybe it did as a child. Maybe that's why you're rebelling now, because you don't want to feel that way again, where you get to look up to somebody and there's a power, you know, hanging over your head. I have 3 teaspoons on why they don't work. And the reason I went for the negative is because I want you to give me the positive on when it works. Mona Lisa Wena?
I think giving an ultimatum does work as long as you're not using it as a scare tactic every time you have an argument or relationship. So okay. It does work. Now it worked for me last year, the 19th of May. Oh. I gave someone an ultimatum. And yeah. Simply because we've been addressing one issue for almost 5 years, addressing one thing. So I gave an ultimatum and wow, it worked for me, Uncle T. From last year, May until now, things have been going well. I have not experienced what I've been experiencing for years.
You see now, I want to hear more of those.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why ultimatums may just break the very relationship you're trying to save. One, because your partner will feel threatened. Ultimatums usually come with a deadline and a threat. So if your partner does not make the changes that you want them to in a specific amount of time, you will end the relationship. This is clearly a threat that can make your partner resent you or rebel against you. Generally, I will say, do not threaten with ending the relationship unless you are serious about ending it. So it can be a scare tactic. Even then, it might be best to get that message across through a calm and honest conversation. Because even you don't like to feel threatened. 2, it might break the relationship because your relationship is already in trouble. By the time you offer an ultimatum, it means that you are running out of patience and options. But if your relationship is in trouble and an ultimatum is likely to fix things, maybe. Ultimatums are usually made in the heat of the moment. That's the problem. And out of frustration. This is not a great time to resolve issues. Unless when you have, you're offering this ultimatum, all come. Because you want something to change. Right? But, hey, an ultimatum, you're not a problem. And listen to the 3rd teaspoon. It's a ticking time bomb, man. They come with a deadline. Ultimatums come with a deadline. So, if I don't... Any situation where a person is forced to choose one or the other outcome, they only have 2 options. And those are, they either stay or they leave. But if they stay, it means, what? Are they staying under duress, not out of free will? And of course, it depends on the case for the ultimatums. Let me bring up a necessary ultimatum. Sisters, please allow me to speak for you, or on your behalf at least. The one ultimatum that I feel is uncomfortable to make but necessary is when she says, marry me or else. And in English it sounds harsh, marry me or else. But in Zulu, Sotho, or whatever, ushatanini. Because the minute she asks you that question, you must know that the family itself is already asking that question. Why? It's because normally she will ask this when he has dragged his feet for years just dating and not doing right by her. Remember, her youth is fleeting. Time is not on her side. You, on the other hand, have options. Must have been love. Hence, marry me or else. But let me qualify this statement by asking this question. When she says marry me or else, is it a threat? Or is it a need for agency? You see the time thing? Hashtag, does giving ultimatums work? Have you ever offered an ultimatum? Or maybe you were given one?
Sure. I think maybe, I don't know if in our relationships we kind of issue out the ultimatum so willy-nilly that I even forget sometimes, no man, actually this thing was a proper ultimatum, you know, because I was being put in a corner to act in a specific way or I would lose out on certain benefits within the relationship. So I think I have.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just that in that moment it didn't seem like
yes,
you know, because if anyone is asking you to change your behavior and it goes beyond setting boundaries, you know, because I think certain, like most people, what we do is that we issue out a threat when trying to create boundaries within the relationship, because we can create boundaries without putting it down as like I am the voice of reason here. It's either you behave like this or something else will happen. Because if you vocalize it and say, look, personally, so I don't like it. Yeah, with deal breakers and whatever, you know. But we wait for it to happen and then we like, if you don't change your behavior, then I'm out. Then now it has become an ultimatum. When it could have just been a boundary from the get-go. You know, so yeah, I think I have been issued ultimatums at the prime of my life.
When
I was prime, running the streets and living my life.
Underline prime.
You know? But yeah, now I think when I get into relationships, I'm very clear about what it is that I want and expect. So the other person also can do the same.
What you're saying is very important, that the expectations are therefore spoken about right in the beginning. So the minute you bring them somewhere in the middle, then they're going to sound like ultimatums.
Exactly. I feel like giving an ultimatum to somebody is probably not the right way to deal with things, because at that time, when you are in a relationship already, you know, with somebody, they know what makes you tick. They know your triggers. And if they go against those triggers, they do so willingly. So I think it's important to, at the moment that you start a relationship, like you're saying, you talk about those deal breakers. Because, I mean, why give an ultimatum to someone who's breaking something that they already know that is a deal breaker to you? Because they're doing it willingly. So they clearly have decided that this is not important enough for me to not put you in that place where you have to put an ultimatum.
In the throes of passion, he says, "Nyuk shatawin." 3, 4, 5 years pass by. Wouldn't you issue a sense of agency ultimatum to say, "Hey, kanti?"
In the moment when he said "Nyuk shatawin," you were supposed to ask "Nini?" Because if you don't ask "Unini," he said uzokshata. He can do it in 20 years. He can do it in 30 years. You guys did not put down the terms and conditions. So essentially, you're being unfair because you didn't engage. I get a utwa uzokshata wafu fajwanu. You're on cloud nine, gumnandi. You know? And then you forget, Duguti, this is a conversation. It's like when I say, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
I didn't say when. I didn't say now. I didn't say, maybe uzokshata after after 20 years. You know, it's his plan to do it. So you can't now give him an ultimatum. It's unfair.
Yona, tell me, as a man, you've never been on the verge of losing your partner and she gave you an ultimatum to stay or pumu pen. My question then to you is, why did you stay? Because you did stay. So it works. Ultimatums work.
Man and the ultimatum. I gave one yesterday because I'm just tired. Then I gave one. It's either you do it or you don't. It's either you in or you out. I gave it yesterday and I'm not going to wait for the whole week for change. I've been addressing the issue A1 for the past 3 months. So I had to Galavanda Temukwen.
But nah, just one yesterday. Ultimatums in relationships.
It's funny because I just finished watching The Ultimatum on Netflix. Mess.
Yeah.
And the one conclusion is that it doesn't work, because then you are forcing somebody to make a decision about something.
It's either left or right.
Exactly. And then even when they make the decision, whether it's in your favor, you don't trust that it's because they want to.
Yeah.
So you're always going to doubt the decision. So it's like, okay, you're trying to please me, but are you happy in the thing? But I also think people, there's ways to do ultimatums, but not do it in the...
Yeah.
There's a strategy.
It's a way, it is definitely is something you can use.
Yes.
To help the other to self-correct.
Yes.
But it's how you do it.
Yes. Not to have it as an absolute that, okay.
My brothers are up in arms. Sebenz. And I was like, why are you triggered? Maybe that you've been served quite a number of times, brother. Call me. I want to hear from you. Clearly, Zapdina, because you keep on getting them. You know what I mean?
Listen. listen, ultimatum's not easy. But if you do it correctly, you'll win.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
All I'm going to say with ultimatums is when you give it, you must be very much prepared for the answer you want and the answer you don't want.
Oh,
don't make an ultimatum. Because it will come back to bite you.
And you see, they can call your bluff. Right? I get a threat in Ilowena. They can call your bluff. I said, oh, okay, is it? Oh, hamburger. Like, how? Yeah, but I didn't mean it like that. You make the threat. Sai, we're not ring.
There's a good side and the bad side of Tagat. The ultimatum if I need of Tagat in a controlled in a certain way, you're good. I'll not choice when I'll put you in Dogna Duyens, in the Melunga Yens. At the end of the day, when I went, mobile Yens, I ain't over time if you don't increase your yak.
Ha! Sai! Yo, I didn't see that not coming. Ubtagat, see ya! But I'm ultimate, I'm fan of Tagat put. When you tin? Oh no, you're having a bad line there. Just try and get you on a better line. Nati, hi.
Hey, Uncle G.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hey, on the streets, on the...
Welcome, my brother.
Hey, mina, nizandela ukushaya, man. Nyakhabula.
Yeah.
Hey, sister, lento. Ngamtshela zisuka vele ukuthi ayinto zami.
Ngiyasiphuzela.
Hey, manje yena unale nto yokuthi ukhule vele lento ine-negative impact kubo. Uyabona?
Oh.
And manje mina... ngihlale ngisho ukuthi mina ngenza yonke into mara right nje indaba ukuthi ngiyaziphindela.
Yeah.
Hey, manje nale weekend asidlanga kahle ngoba hey, being busy, man.
But Branati, let me ask you this. Would you change for her though?
Yeah, ngithe mina mangibambi for time ngizoyeka, uyabona. Mazithi futhi anyayeka ngishiya phansi.
How many years to go?
3.
Hey, Marie, what if we are Shona or we are Kula, 3 years?
Ah, man, Uncle T, man, I'm so last. I mean, I'm late type. We are going out to 97 type.
We are Tanda, man.
Kakhulu kakhulu ishintshile impilo yami ukhumbule mina ngi-return soldier yabo.
Yeah.
Yeah, mara since ke kufika yena yabona la bindle kuyabonakala ukuthi kukhona umuntu mara mina njengoba ngisho mina personally mina le relationship nehaso angimenzanga next anguri anginamsindo mara yena nje udino yena i-experience anayo so manje seyangi-ultimatum ukuthi
yes yeka o
fanele uyeke ne mina ndingile ngiyazinxekela nje mara futhaka ngiyayeka
ayi asaz wozi.
So an ultimatum is like telling Bathabile Dlamini, it's either you pay a fine or you're going to jail. She's going to pay the fine with the very funds that she stole from. So Gefahana, with black men, you're wasting your time. They're still going to do what they want to do. You understand? Why should people be treated like children? Why don't you have to do the right thing? You have to be reminded of the same thing, guy 100. Who's went into a right? Ah, nice hooker.
So Mama Rita has taken ultimatum into the political sphere. I see what she has done there. All right? Mlambo.
T, if you must ask for such things, then you are in the wrong relationship, firstly. Secondly, on the other end of the stick, it is important to let people do what they want to do so you know where they stand with you. Because the problems and the issues with that is that later on, when there's problems and issues, kuzothiwa, angithi what you ayifuna le nto mina ngathi angiyifuni. If bengiyifuna bengizokutshela or noma bengizokucela. I hope you get me. Shorty.
All right. Jabu, hi. Hey, Javas.
Hey, Chibos.
Hola, mate.
Jabu, unjani?
Ngrenda, tasa DK.
Chap. Yeah, you know, I actually made time to go about that school. Yeah, Spanish sometimes in Spanish, yeah,
well.
Yeah, so, but you know, I'm Spanish, but I'm telling you. Magu, ilom, chit, swak, no man, go. So the shoes of Uchi, Uketawa, and all of them, and Yahamba, man.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so manje this Sunday I'm gonna come I have to stay home.
Yeah.
So I let it in as a little is a masul on my Sunday.
Yes.
So manje magabona bonyo mama mazala masul magabona dalogba ma ten times in yabazo of midi banjan. Ma more than a media kuba is business now. Logo dala I won't. So manje ish island to die. I wanna find out. Mau pumala.
Yeah.
Nyavana. But I mean the whole weekend is in none if you mean why next chase no malbo and have no babo on a pamguam. But you never go to the people with an echo.
Oh shame man.
Yeah, one so well yes part of the span sometimes mara anyway. Moguchi exact now I want to see about doing it in the time, devo.
Looks really melt. Hard. Yeah. Hard. See ya. Hi, you back.
Yes.
Yes, hi, see ya.
How's it?
I'm good, man.
Ah man, it's man. I come in the somebody now to ask a question with when. Yeah. So nyabuza ke let's say young mother with so empanini whatever they see is not mutia the young pleasure as I need to be high in general now so in the teasing. But figure let's look at less.
Alright. It's because of your and I can tell that you're asking some nice questions there, but we're struggling to hear you because of the network there.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.